Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Dan Bach here with the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Mine was phenomenal. My Jaguars made it to the playoffs, had a really good time at the game. I got to witness my first table ever being broken by a member of Bills Mafia. So that was quite a treat for yours truly. But all in all, great weekend DFS on that front for me, so hopefully we can continue this momentum and have a big Monday here. And we're going to be talking all about the NBA games here in a moment. Going to catch you up on a couple of industry news topics as well. We got a new game format on DraftKings. We've got FanDuel changing up their setup this week for the NFL. And then that's kind of what we got in store for you. Big thanks to Fantasy Draft. If you haven't made a deposit over there and you enjoy the content we produce, I really, really hope you go over there and make that deposit and give them a chance to earn your business. See what you think. I know that they're constantly improving their product. I know a lot of people are waiting for their app on the Android. It is almost ready to go. You might even reach out to customer service if you want to beta test it. They might be able to help you out there. But I know it's close. And I've had the iPhone app for, over a year now. And it's excellent. Like, I absolutely love it. Super easy to use. And I'm really excited that Fantasy Draft is made some of the changes they have on their site, and I hope you check them out. I think you'll enjoy your experience. All right, let's get into some news here, and then we'll get to the game analysis for the Monday slate. And we're going to start out with the showdown game on DraftKings. It's single game fantasy sports. You know, this is obviously something that is not surprising to take place right now, especially during the playoffs when the number of games we have are limited. And the question is, how compelling of a game is this? Now, to each their own on this, but it is basically a salary cap game. You're picking four offense, two defense, and now gives you IDP, so you get points for sacks, touchdowns by the defensive player, forced fumbles, recoveries, tackles, assists, all that kind of stuff. And I think this is clearly going, I don't want to say quite a one-off. Like, I think they want this to grow, but I think this is something that was built with the Super Bowl in mind and built with the NFL schedule in mind. I don't think we have to suddenly worry about having, you know, a 12 one-game DFS games out there. Like, that's not where this is headed, you know. I think, from a legality side of things, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to pretend to be one. I don't have much commentary to add on that front, except that it is allowed in the 14 regulated states out there to offer, you know, single game fantasy sports. So from that perspective, I think that's the most important thing. You know, if the state of New York did not approve this game, I'm pretty sure that DraftKings probably would not have implemented it. So I don't have much to add on that front. And I think, though, you know, with the fact that we're going to have less games, that we're going to have a Super Bowl coming up, which is literally the most watched sporting event in the world, and we've never really had a DFS game around it. I mean, how big of a prize pool can they get for that when it's legitimately the only thing going on? I think it could get pretty big. You've got 2 weeks to hype it up, but could it be $1 million total prize pool? I think it potentially could easily get there. Problem you run into, though, as usual, is you only have so many different iterations that you can have, but When you're picking players defensively as well, that really opens up the player pool and can change the amount of overlap that we have in terms of duplicate lineups or whatnot. So I'm kind of excited for it. Like, again, I don't think this is a trend that is going to, like, change the way we play DFS. I think it's kind of like a fun thing here for a couple of weeks, and we'll probably see this manifest itself again next season with the Thursday night games, the Sunday night games, the Monday games. This is just another way for them to market a gameplay experience for those games. So I don't have a problem with it. Like I say, I don't think it's suddenly changing the face of fantasy sports, kind of like, you know, the Bitcoin bull, as predicted, you know, a lot of people entered that. So the, you know, the overall value of your entry wasn't particularly tremendous on that tournament, but I didn't see them run one back this week. I think it was a fun one-off. People wanted to play and potentially win a Bitcoin. Let them. If they want to, you know, if they aren't worried about, you know, rake or whatnot, then whatever. Like, that's up to them. But we certainly don't want all of our games to then become uncapped. We don't want all of our games to have, you know, 200% rake or whatever it turned out to be. But as like one-offs, I don't think it's a big deal. And same with this. Like, I don't think this is suddenly what we're, you know, turning into. At least I hope not. But with that said, I did see that FanDuel decided to make their Saturday slate a two-game slate, their main Saturday slate. They still have a four-game slate, but instead of making that the quote-unquote main slate, the one where they run all their largest GPPs, they decided to make the two-game slate the focus of the 750K tournament. And not something that I'm especially fond of. I definitely think it's a better player experience the more choices you have, but I also understand the economics of why they did it. The feeling is, okay, we've got a 750 Saturday slate, that one fills, it pays out, and then all that money goes back into the ecosystem for people to enter the Sunday two game slate. Like, I understand why they're doing it, but as a player, as somebody who looks for the most compelling quote-unquote games, I feel like a four-game slate is way more compelling in football than a two-game slate. So for me, I'm going to turn my attention less to that two-game slate. Maybe I'll enter a couple. I don't know. We'll see. But I'll certainly be playing the four-game slate more. And by the looks of it, Fantasy Draft and DraftKings did keep the Saturday slate a four-gamer. And again, I have no problem on Sunday. You want to run your two-game slate, you do it. But I think that, you know, clearly the economics of this decision, I think, outweighed what is the better game experience. And we've seen a lot of sites, FanDuel isn't alone, they're not the only ones who have made decisions that have kind of, in my eyes, you know, make the gameplay itself less compelling because, you know, it's economically better for them to do something else. We see it all the time. And I don't think, like, we've seen it tipped too far. But when you know, suddenly are losing games on your slates, that's the main thing. Because the one thing I hate more than anything, I talk about this all the time, is overlap. I think overlap in DFS is about the worst thing you can have. I don't want to play a head-to-head game or a three-man game where I've got an identical roster to somebody else except one or two spots. And the less options we have, the more likely that's going to take place. Or I don't want to play a GPP where you know, my lineup ties with 150 other people because we didn't have as many iterations to build lineups and you've got more duplication. Like, for me, that's the biggest drawback of this. But again, in terms of a time standpoint, there is a lot of demand for, you know, want to play my game today and I want to get paid out today. I don't want to wait until Sunday. But I think if there's one place where you can make that exception, it's probably the playoffs. But we'll see how FanDuel does in terms of filling both of those contests. But at least they did still offer the slate on the Saturday-Sunday, just a little bit smaller. So I thought I'd pass along that little bit of information I noticed as the games get posted this week. All right, let's get to hoops for tonight. We got a nice little slate for us here today. And the way I like to break it down is position by position. So we usually use FanDuel as kind of our guide, but we'll talk about salaries on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings as well. But they've got a little less position flexibility. So we basically roll by what they have at the positions and, you know, talk about it as we go on. So here we go. Let's get to it. NBA tonight. And a number, you know, the highest totaled game by far here today is Chicago and Houston sitting at 221. And Chris Paul's salary has really risen here. It's at 10-2 over on FanDuel, 10K over on DraftKings, and 17-8 on Fantasy Draft. I feel like you're absolutely 100% playing him on Fantasy Draft here today and not thinking twice. It just hasn't caught up on a salary scale yet. On FanDuel and DraftKings, I still think he's fine to play today, but I also, like, he hasn't, it's not like he's been throwing, like, 50 burgers out left and right since James Harden has been out. In fact, 44, 49, 38, 48, that's where he's been at the last four games. You know, that's really not cutting it, but, you know, we got him projected at 51 on FanDuel, 53 on DraftKings, 52 on Fantasy Draft. So we're thinking he's probably going to get there today, and, you know, this road game in Chicago, not a very good defensive team. I definitely understand where that comes from, and Chris Paul definitely going to be a top target of mine today. Got to keep our eye on the news around Golden State. If Kevin Durant would sit, Steph Curry, I think, would certainly take a bit of a jump, but I think there's a good chance that we're going to see Durant play. And Curry's been great since he's kind of come back from that injury. Literally has scored, 45 points last game in just 29 minutes, but also took 16 free throws, which is like an enormous outlier for him. I mean, he's had a couple of 13 free throw games, but typically 16 free throws is not something you see from him. So I think we're chasing here a little bit. I don't see me going there. I mean, I would play Chris Paul over him on Fantasy Draft for cheaper. And then, you know, DraftKings at 10-5. I think that's a pass. You might be able to make the argument on FanDuel where he is under 10K, but we do have a number of point guard options for us today, so I don't think it's a must. Kyle Lowry gets a pace-up game here against Brooklyn. We know how lousy that team is defensively, and, you know, pretty steady performer here. He hasn't had monster 50 fantasy point games, but it's getting into the 30s, into the 40s, and you can't get a much better matchup than this one. So I think he's absolutely cash game playable, just based on being under 8K, and he's a guy that I certainly am looking to play today. If you're playing on Fantasy Draft, I think you've got to look to Chris Dunn today, but just because the salary is down at 12-2 on FanDuel at 7,500, I don't think I can endorse it. On DraftKings at 68, I like it, don't love it, because the worry is he's going to potentially get some Chris Paul defense, who is an elite defender in this league. So that's my concern. Now, the game total is high. The team total is pretty high at 108, and he has certainly been a guy who can score. So if you want to stack the game up, he's obviously a guy you're going to want to put in your game stacks. But the Bulls right now are playing pretty deep rotation of players right now, and he's certainly locked in his minutes. But, you know, outside of, you know, Roland Capella, Chris Paul, Chris Dunn, like, maybe that's kind of the stack that you run with, maybe a Denzel Valentine for value. But I don't think I can lock him in as a cash game play at the $7,500 salary versus the defense he is going to face. Eric Bledsoe, $7,500 over on FanDuel. He gets a date with Indiana. Last time they played, he played terrible. He had like 16 fantasy points that day. So, I don't make the decisions on previous games, but it's something that I look at in the process of trying to handicap players. But he played, they played the 5th, 6th, was out yesterday, and then playing today. So this is the third game in four nights here for the Milwaukee Bucks on the road in Indiana. He's fine, but the price is kind of caught up with him. I liked him a little bit better when he was in that low 7K range. Fantasy Draft, again, 13-5. I think he's more in play over there. But for 400 more, I think I'd rather have Kyle Lowry against Brooklyn, especially with that Brooklyn game being a road game. Maybe there's a chance Brooklyn can keep it a little bit closer. Probably not playing Schroeder today. He's all right, though, at 7,400. I mean, he's priced right. Like, there's not a lot of value. DraftKings, I think, is a little bit better spot at 6,900 to play him. Last game took 23 attempts. So he scored over 20 real-life points in three of the last four games. But Probably not the spot for me here against the Clippers. Jamal Murray's interesting because he's been shooting the ball so much. Gets a great pace game here against Golden State, who's going to run up and down and score a lot of points themselves. But defensively, Golden State is still a really good team. But he is so secure in his minutes right now. I think he's a GPP play. Don't hate him on DraftKings at all at just 6,300, but not looking like a cash option for me. Not playing IT2 until the minutes go up. Ish Smith, I think he is interesting today, and he is going to get a date with Rajon Rondo here. And, you know, Ish, the problem is, like, we were expecting him to suddenly get these guaranteed 30-plus minute games, but he's been under 30 in each of the last two. But last game, for example, had 30 fantasy points there against Houston in kind of a pace-up game. This game against New Orleans is also pace-up, certainly, for Detroit. And Rondo defense, I think, makes him an interesting value side of things. And then looking to Rondo on the other side of that game at 5,500, you can maybe make the case, like, he's a better play when you can save $1,000 on him. On DraftKings, he's only 5,400, so definitely the value there is on FanDuel. And, you know, he hasn't been making value here much the last couple of games, but the minutes have been kind of down. 21, 15, did have a 34 where he got you 27 fantasy points versus the Knicks. And then 19 there against Dallas. We'll see if this spot works out a little bit better. They played the third, then played the sixth, and now it's the eighth. So they haven't been playing very many games consecutively. So I don't mind Rondo at the decreased price over on FanDuel today. Let's see. Another guy who's been getting a lot of minutes, and he is, I think, intriguing on DraftKings at 4,100 is Juwan Evans there with the Clippers, especially if Milos is out once again with a foot injury. You know, he got 27 minutes, and he can score the basketball. And, you know, 29 fantasy points in 27 minutes, 16 and 23 the game before. He can definitely, you know, put some points up. And defensively, Atlanta leaves a lot to be desired, so I don't mind that spot. Now, we're talking about a lot of players, but I want to give my thoughts on as many as I can here that I think are viable. Let's get Sacramento-San Antonio game. I mean, this is a back-to-back here for San Antonio, so we've got to see what happens. It looks like Leonard hurt his shoulder. It doesn't sound like a terrible injury, but I'm doubting that he's going to play today. Who knows if LMA is going to play on the back end of a back-to-back. That could really change things up here. At this position, Tony Parker, I believe, did not play on Sunday, so I'm guessing he comes back in place today. 4K on FanDuel, 46 on DraftKings. Don't think he's the worst FanDuel play if you're begging for value and you want to go stars and scrubs. I don't think you need to, but especially if we get other big scorers out. Pau Gasol, is he going to play today? I don't know. So keep your eye on that situation, and we should get some clarity around that. But there you go. That's the point guard. That's a lot. We'll see if we can't get a little bit smaller player pool for you here at this next position, that being the shooting guard spot. And one of those names that we got to talk about here is Brian Forbes for San Antonio. I believe he's point guard eligible on DraftKings too. I believe he's point guard on DraftKings. We've got him shooting guard on FanDuel. He's 7,400 on Fantasy Draft, 39 on DraftKings, 35 bare minimum on FanDuel. And he's taken 10, 16, and 11 shots over the last three games. So he's starting to get a little bit more aggressive. And I just think price per dollar, you could do a little bit worse than him, especially if we, you know, kind of see what happens on the injury front there and more guys end up sitting out. So value option, definitely popping. I think that Caris LeVert is a cash game play for us. 5,200 on DraftKings, 6,100 on FanDuel. Yes, the minutes are still somewhat restricted, right around the 28, 29. But with all the injuries they've had there, you know, Damari Carroll, the latest, who, you know, I think is going to be out. You got to look to LeVert. You know, he's been over 30 fantasy points in 4 consecutive games. 5 if you count the 29.5 point game he had for you. So this isn't the best matchup on the board. Toronto's really good versus wings. So I get the hesitation there. But I also feel like this is just a heavy usage game for LeVert moving forward, and he's one of the best scorers they have. So at 6,100, he's absolutely going to be a target of mine here today. Will Barton, fine for GPPs and maybe not the worst cash game play. DraftKings at 57 looks like a nice price here against Golden State. Again, over 30 minutes in five of the last six games. Even though he's not starting, he is playing heavy minutes. He's also a guy, though, who can fill up multiple categories. And the price feels down on him a little bit at 57. Yeah, he was up to 65 over on DraftKings a couple weeks ago. So, on FanDuel, it's not quite as good of a value play. But obviously, we need two shooting guards. So he is definitely an option for us. Moving down, few other names to consider. I think Justin Holiday is intriguing here against Houston because, well, let's face it, this is a very high scoring offense that we have for Houston. Chicago's going to try and keep pace. Holiday's a guy who's going to be on the court. Eric Gordon got juiced up to 8K on FanDuel. He's 7K on DraftKings and 13-4 on Fantasy Draft. He had that great game versus Golden State where he shot the ball 24 times. I just don't think we can pay this number on FanDuel. I think that's an easy fade. On DraftKings, part of a game stack at 7K, I don't even think he's a terrible option at that price point against a team in the Bulls who certainly can give it up. Think that's all the other value I'm looking at. I mean, Kent Bazemore today, I just don't play him at 5,700. I don't see me going down that route today. I think there's other options I'd rather have. DeRozan against Brooklyn, maybe. 9,100 on FanDuel, 88 on DraftKings, 16,700 on Fantasy Draft. He's fine. I mean, that last game, I think, was a bit of a blowout, so he didn't play quite as many minutes, but had that, stretch there where he had 53 fantasy draft points, 73, and against Brooklyn in what should be a pace-up game. I get it. Let me see what he's done against Brooklyn this season. Yeah, went for 39 fantasy points the last time they played this season. So, yeah, I mean, this is a pace-up game for DeMar DeRozan. I get it. But is that really where you want to spend today? Wiggins has gotten a bit of a price jump there on FanDuel at 64, DraftKings at 6K. I think I like him better in the 5K range, but he's also had 40 fantasy points in two of his last four games, so that's why the price has come up. So Minnesota-Cleveland, an interesting game. The total in that one is 220. So I don't hate Wiggins there at 6K. FanDuel, probably too pricey for my blood, but yeah, I think that covers that game. Let's move on to the small forward position for us. Obviously, you got Giannis, you got LeBron, about the same prices. If I'm picking one, I'm picking LeBron for 300 more over Giannis. You know, Antetokounmpo's just been amazing, but simply the numbers have fallen off pretty dramatically since Eric Bledsoe has come over. And we talk about the third game in four nights. He played 40 minutes that last game. I'm just going to play LeBron here. I mean, against Minnesota, high-tempoed game. They played on the 6th, but before then didn't play till the 3rd, so pretty well rested here. I think that's an easy decision if you're paying up. It's LeBron over Giannis for me. We'll see how many people drive the Joe Harris train today at 3,700. Play well in that last game. Again, Damari Carroll banged up, so he had 26 fantasy points in 32 minutes. He's 3,700 on FanDuel. I don't think I'm remotely interested in paying 42 on DraftKings for him. An 86 on Fantasy Draft, probably not. But FanDuel, absolutely. Maybe a top price per dollar guy on the board for us today. Another guy is Trevor Ariza at small forward that you can pay down for. Again, locked in his minutes. I know Gerald Green is starting to play more and been playing pretty well. That was the reason they got him. But he's still too cheap in a game with 221 who's going to play 35 minutes. So at 5,200 on FanDuel, he is in the equation. Like him better than Kyle Anderson, who's fine, but this matchup versus Sacramento, I mean, this could just be move on type game. Like, even though there's opportunity potentially with guys sitting out, Sacramento plays so slow. We don't have a total in this one, but I'll be surprised if it's like more than 195 today. So they're playing too deep, and 57, I think, is a pass for me. I'd rather go down to Valentine or Crabbe, two other kind of cheaper options for you. Valentine, he's definitely a GPP play. I can't play him in cash games just because he's all over the map, but a guy who's got 30 fantasy point upside at, you know, 4.5K. Jimmy Butler today versus Cleveland. Yeah, I mean, guy is playing at a pretty high level. Should be a big, I'm not sure if it's on national TV, but it very well could be. But he's going to be up for this one. So on FanDuel at 97, it's hard to justify that price. Just because you're going to be playing the likes of Joe Harris, Brian Forbes, those type of guys. But on DraftKings at 8,400, I think he should be one of the more higher-owned players we have on the board today. I don't know that he will be, but I think he's way better than that salary over there and at Fantasy Draft at 15.7. So those are my preferred destinations for him. Andre Iguodala's fine if Durant is out. If Durant plays, then I think we just kind of move on. And then, like, Gerald Green, what do we do? You know, he was cheap, went from 4K to 5.7, and now he's shooting the ball 14 times a game, 12 three-pointers this last game against Detroit, and scoring the ball really, really well. I'm not ready to pull the trigger on him at this price point yet, so I'm probably going to pass because I also think there's going to be a time where Gerald Green just – those shots are not falling for him. He's not – like, he wasn't in the league – 2 weeks ago. Like, he's legitimately at home. Like, was not even playing, I think, in the G League. So I'm not buying the Gerald Green is worth 5,700. Maybe I'll regret that, but I'm not buying it. All right. I think that's what we got here. Let's move on to power forward now. And you know, he's been playing really well lately as Serge Ibaka. This guy's definitely been, you know, trending in the right direction here, and I think we can go back to him here against Brooklyn again in a game that's going to score a lot of points. He's cheap at 5,900 on FanDuel. Probably not ready to jump in at 10-9 on Fantasy Draft, but FanDuel, where you need two of them at under 6K, he's definitely a guy that has some appeal for me tonight. Draymond Green coming off the triple-double last game at 8,300 on FanDuel, 8K on DraftKings, 14-4 on Fantasy Draft, and he's kind of locked in right now. 12, 14, 11 rebounds, 7, 10, 6 assists, and whatever you get in points is pretty much gravy. So, yeah, I mean, I'm fine with Draymond Green. Did he not get the triple-double? Looks like he fell no, that was 2 games ago against Houston. He got the triple-double. Fell a little short against the Clippers. But, yeah, 35 fantasy points in just 29 minutes last game. So he's fine as long as he's in the lineup today. More value for us, Davis Bertans, potentially. Again, I don't love this San Antonio value, but when it's 3,500 on FanDuel or 3,900 on DraftKings, I think I'm only interested if, like, Leonard and LMA would sit, or maybe LMA, Leonard, or Powell. If, like, two of those three are out, maybe you give them some consideration in your GPPs. If you draw a start, you know, in those situations, it's hard to get away from a guy at that cheap of a salary. True min on FanDuel. We've got him projected at 24 minutes and 16, almost 17 fantasy points. I don't think it's impossible to have that projection reach into the 20s. And if he does, you'll take that. And Ryan Anderson, fine as well at 4,100 here against Chicago. Really low salary on him on FanDuel. Let's see. I'm not really playing Zebo here. Thad Young at 5,200 against Milwaukee. Been playing so bad lately, I probably can't do it. And I didn't even talk about Oladipo. He scored like 57 fantasy points the other day in like 22 minutes. Like, crazy, crazy. Toby Harris at 68 against New Orleans. I don't hate this spot for him. I think he's a better deal for you on FanDuel there. Should be a higher scoring game against New Orleans. And guy can score. I mean, no doubt about it. He's had, let's see, 27, 14, 19, 21, 30, 24 real-life points. I think he's a great, great play today on both FanDuel, DraftKings, and Fantasy Draft. I'm fine with Anthony Davis. You know, he's Anthony Davis. At 9,700 on DraftKings, it's probably my preferred target for him. He's 10-6 on FanDuel, or 10-9 on FanDuel, probably too much, but 97 on DK, definitely a guy that I'll be playing in my GPP lineups for sure. Oh man, there goes the voice. Let's get to center and then get on out of here for the day so you can build some lineups. Keep our eye on Pau Gasol. he's cheap at 5,600. There's no question about it. But, you know, played 28 minutes last night, 16-9-5, gave you 38 FanDuel points. Like, we'll take that all day long at 56. I just think it's a real question mark whether or not he plays. So, he's in the discussion if he plays, but I'm still really worried about that one. I want to play Miles Turner, and I think you can play him in GPPs. High total in this game. Milwaukee is pretty terrible versus bigs, but Turner's just been ice cold lately. Just has not been able to get it together. But he's a guy who at, what, 6,300 over on FanDuel, I feel like, has 40 fantasy point upside. We've seen it. 6,100 on DraftKings. So fantasy draft at 12-2. Probably not playing him in cash games, but I think in GPPs, there's absolutely a reason to give him some consideration here. So I will. Clint Capella, I think he's going to be a tough guy maybe not to play here at 7,400, especially if Pau is out. 66 over on DraftKings is a bargain as well. So I like him versus Chicago in that high-tempo game. Kevin Love is what Kevin Love is. Playing 29 minutes, he's probably going to get you 35 fantasy points. That's what he does most nights. Every now and then, he'll get you into the 50s, maybe into the 40s. 7,400 on 7,500 on FanDuel, DraftKings. 13-6 on fantasy drafts. He's all right. I just don't know that we've seen the upside there with him. And Isaiah Thomas coming back is just going to kind of cut into some more of his shots. So not in love with that play. I think you could even make the case Clint Capella just gives you more upside because of that blocks department. Nikola Jokic, he is 8,100 on DraftKings, and I am fine with him here against Golden State. I mean, last time they played, he played 36 minutes, 9 of 16 shooting, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block for almost 40 fantasy points, and definitely has upside to get to the 50s. On FanDuel, you only get one center. Do you want to pay 8,800 for him? It's iffy on that front, but with the flexibility on DraftKings and fantasy draft, he certainly makes sense there. And then Boogie Cousins, you can never really go wrong with him. It's just whether or not he is going to fit your build today. He's gone over 50 fantasy points in 4 of his last 5 games. Literally does it all. Great ball handler, you know, dishing the basketball. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal player. 17.5 projected ownership on fantasy draft for him today. 15%. Over on FanDuel, so a little peek behind the paywall for you guys. I probably would prefer him probably over Karl Anthony Towns, but you do get a significant savings at 96 on FanDuel, 92 over on DraftKings. But he's another guy who's just been locked in on the rebounding side of things. 16, 23 in each of the last 2 games, and scoring, what, in the mid-20s in those games, and he's had 50 fantasy point games each of those 2, so he's interesting here in this game versus Cleveland, which, again, 220. That's almost as high as that Houston game. And that's about the value options for us. I'm not playing Drummond today. I'm a little worried about that injury, so not really going there. Not playing Valanciunas, although Brooklyn is always intriguing, and he's coming off a double-double 40 fantasy point game, but it's just so hard to predict. But he gave you 40 fantasy points in 17 minutes, so the minutes didn't really change, so I'm not going to be chasing that one. But maybe if Jonas Valanciunas can do it, Miles Turner can do it tonight. I'm hoping so. All right, that's it. That's what I got for you on this Monday. Thanks so much for the listen, the download. Good news for you guys, too. Today, we are back 6 to 7 Eastern time on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. So if you're a Sirius subscriber, you can catch us. Sirius 210, XM 87. And if you're not, then maybe you should be, especially if you're going to be driving around roster lock. It'll give you something to listen to and help you with all the last-second alerts, which are certainly going to happen. So check that out as well. It is back 6 to 7, Roto Grinders. Looking forward to that this week and moving forward. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. Head on over there. Make a deposit. Play. I think you'll like it. And thank you, as always, for being a part of this great community. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. See you, everybody.